This is episode number 2135 of the Who Cares News for Friday, January 21st, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
As you know, the Winter Olympics are coming up in a couple of weeks in Beijing.
Yay.
And the folks that announced the Olympics for NBC Sports will not be going due to COVID. Now, don't worry. They're still going to cover the Olympics.
Of course.
They're just going to put all the announcing teams in a studio in Connecticut. You don't see them anyway except at the beginning. Well, I am going to miss Johnny White and Tara Lipinski for figure skating. Because I love what he wears. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike Tirico will still be attending the opening ceremony on the 4th, but he can't stay long because he's hosting the Super Bowl on the 13th.
Oh, yes, he is.
So when you're listening to your announcing staff for all of the events, they're not there. They're virtually there.
Yeah,
they're not going to be there.
But for the announcing staff, they're usually, you know,
they really don't
they're
have
usually
to be there.
Up in a cozy hole with fireplace and hot chocolate.
A cozy hole. Oh, my goodness. It's time for the Who Cares News on that note. Here's Morgan.
Well, it looks like you know what? In the Winter Olympics, they still have, like, Condom Fest.
Condom Fest? Oh, in the Olympic Village?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they...
Usually it's cold out there, so I don't know.
No, I think they get together a little bit more often to kind of keep, you know, warm. Body heat.
Oh, yeah. You know? Okay. There you go.
Body heat. Ooh.
All right.
Pete Davidson. We're talking about Pete Davidson, not condoms.
There's no cardboard beds this year.
I don't think so.
It looks like Pete Davidson's making light of the ongoing fuss around his love life and seemingly hinting at his romance with Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
So as we've previously reported and reported and reported.
Yep.
Pete is notorious for his dating success with some of You know, this is a little recap in case you just didn't know.
In case you don't remember who all Pete has dated.
Ariana Grande.
While he was engaged
to her.
She broke his heart. Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Who you have a mad crush on.
I do, still.
And Kaia Gerber.
Kaia Gerber. That's right. That's
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford Jr. She kind of looks like mom.
Yes,
a lot.
She does.
Yeah.
Boy, she grew up fast.
Well, they all do. And that means we're getting old fast.
No, because she started modeling, I think, at like 14 or 15.
Well, then
she started dating Pete Davidson.
Look at her mom. Her mom's Cindy Crawford.
So now Pete's taking it upon himself to answer everyone's questions about his appeal with a series of jokes.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. He had
not
a stand-up show
thing.
This week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know if he's done addressing the real question.
He's never going to address the real question. I think people have actually asked him, and he just keeps sidestepping the whole BDE thing.
He said, I was trying to figure out how to explain myself to someone because I was doing an interview. He said that before comparing himself to a discounted DVD bin full of movies like Shrek Forever and Tropic Thunder. He says, I'm Tropic Thunder, he said.
Oh, boy.
I'm the diamond in the trash. It's a steal.
I'm the diamond in the trash. I love that. That's awesome. That does make sense to me now. That he's comparing himself to a DVD in the discount bin. I mean, does anybody buy DVDs anymore? I mean, I'm curious. Tropic Thunder.
But when you dig a little, you might find a doozy.
But if you dig a little bit more, that is the one racist movie where RDJ is in blackface. I don't think you're going to see that in any self-respecting DVD bin at all. But that's part of the joke. That's the Pete Davidson joke.
That's the Pete Davidson joke.
At least he's funny.
Rob Lowe's wife once shed wisdom on a young Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell.
Pre-website.
Pre-website, pre-Goop, pre-everything,
Now, back in 2020, Goop was on Rob Lowe's podcast.
Rob has a podcast?
He does.
Why didn't you tell me?
Spill the tea that Rob's wife, Cheryl Burkhoff, she's a makeup artist working on one of Gwyneth's mom's movies.
Blythe Danner. Yep. Lovely Blythe Danner.
Evidently, Cheryl Burkhoff taught Goop how to give, rhymes with shed.
Oh, how to give that shed. Okay, I get it. All right.
Now, Goop was 18 at the time.
How did she teach her that? Oh, my God. Did she have, like, I don't know, demonstrative films or visual aids? Or
usually it's done with a banana. Just like sex
this
ed.
This is how we give
condoms.
Shed.
Goop was 18 at the time, and Cheryl ended up being a role model.
Oh, my God. According to Rob. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, according to Rob, they go out and smoke behind the trailers.
Wow.
And she was like a big sister to Gwynny and still is.
Oh, really?
Now, apparently, Gwyneth told me on the podcast, I had no idea, but I must thank her.
Pretty sure Cheryl didn't mention that.
No, I didn't.
Any time. It's like, oh, by the way, I used to teach Goop how to do this.
Evidently, you know, Rob needs to go thank his wife.
Of course he does.
And then he joked to the camera, or as I like to say, Chris Martin and Brad Falchuk, you're welcome.
I think we've handled this well by not saying exactly what the meaning of shed is, but you know.
I think.
I thought we handled that pretty well. You know? You think they get it. I wonder if Halle Berry gives shed.
Oh, jeez.
Van Hunt. Time to come clean, buddy.
Sometimes
we need to know.
It just hurts.
We need to know. I'm still like the visuals, like she's teaching her how to do it. I don't know how that works.
I've never taught someone to do it before.
All right. Okay. All right.
But at the same time, I wasn't taught to do it.
Oh.
You just naturally
knew how to do it. You've just let the whole world know that you know how to give shed.
All right. Moving on.
By the way,
it's a family show.
Gives meaning to the term she shed. Anyway.
Oh.
More who
Ba-dum-bum.
Cares. More who cares. I've been waiting all morning to do that. More who cares on Monday. Ooh, the vapors. Have a good weekend. See you then. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.